Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Now and forever.
We know that we are called to love God with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength. And it's important that we are sincerely striving to do that and that we don't fall into lukewarmness or spiritual negligence and these type of things. And that's what we see going on in today's first reading. We have both Cain and Abel. We see that Cain, in the course of time, brought an offering to the Lord from the fruit of the soil. That was in the course of time. So basically, when he got around to it. And that's understood as an indication that Cain was not loving God with all of his heart, mind, soul, and strength, but that he was lukewarm in his love for God, whereas Abel, for his part, brought one of the best firstlings of the flock. You see the difference in the two hearts of these brothers. And so the Lord looked with favor on Abel's offering, but on Cain and his offering, he did not. The book of Proverbs says that, Proverbs chapter 13, the sluggard willeth and willeth not. The lukewarm will and will not. You know, maybe he would like to do something for the love of God, but because he doesn't have the spiritual energy, the zeal, and really the love, he does not do it. And for this reason, he remains defeated because he lacks the resolution, the resolute will to please God alone. And as they say, the lukewarm soul is not far from perdition. That is, he is on the road of going backwards in the spiritual life. And that's what God warns Cain in today's reading. If you do well, you can hold up your head. Okay, if you're loving God as much as you can, no problem. You'll go forward. God will give you more and more graces according to your merit. But if not, sin is a demon lurking at the door, looking to bring you always further down into the pit, from abyss to abyss. And that is what happened with Cain. Then he conceives these bad thoughts against his brother, these murderous thoughts, and then he puts them into practice. So in our own spiritual lives, let's continue to strive day by day to love God as much as we can, to always give him our best, right, as Abel gave him his best and was pleasing to the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.